Welcome back to the Personal Branding Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Vitone. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in downtown Boston. I had someone ask me a really great question today. She said, I am building my personal brand. I'm thinking about what I want to share online, and I don't really have an area of professional expertise that I feel comfortable with teaching people. Can my story act as my expertise, and is that enough to build my personal brand? What will I be contributing, and what will I be teaching people along the way? And this question comes up every class of Personal Brand Accelerator. Every time my students go through this part of the curriculum, this question comes up. It's like, do I need to be an expert in order to build my personal brand? So I thought I would take some time to give you my answer to this on here on this podcast. Before we get started, the Personal Branding Podcast is sponsored by Carr Workplaces. Carr provides flexible short-term co-working space and office leases for all your needs. I've been coming into my office here in downtown Boston for, the last 5 months now, and I can confidently say it's been a total game changer for me. I am 10 times more productive. I can confidently say it's up-leveled my work-life balance. And I genuinely feel like I get more done in less time because I have that divide between work and home and play. So if you are ready to get out of your house and you need a space to work, look no further. Check out Carr Workplaces. You can find them on my website if you go to the shop tab. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in. First things first, don't be afraid to build your personal brand out of fear that you aren't expert enough. Maybe you assume that you need some deep level of professional expertise in order to create content on social media, in order for people to take you seriously, in order for you to be credible. But hey, I want you to know that if you have a story you want to share with other people, that is all you need to build your personal brand. If you have something you want to say, if you have a desire to connect with people, if you have a desire to share your story, create content, and also deepen your own level of self-awareness and get closer to discovering your purpose, that is your invitation to build your personal brand. So take heart in knowing you do not have to share educational content on social media to have credibility. Because here's the thing. Everyone has to start somewhere. If you're someone who wants to serve others and you want to share what's true for you and tap that creativity muscle, I promise you're going to find immense joy and satisfaction from creating content. It is one of the most amazing things that you can do for yourself, is to get into the habit of sharing content online. Now, that being said, this idea comes up. You know, what am I going to share if it's not knowledge, if it's not educational content? Here's the thing. You never want to share content. You never want to share knowledge or education if it's not something you totally feel confident in talking about. So to avoid feeling like an imposter, don't be an imposter. The secret to avoiding imposter syndrome altogether is not to be an imposter. Keep that in your mind. I actually got that line from Terry Rice. Shout out to Terry Rice. He wrote that on LinkedIn and I thought that was excellent. Here's the thing. Only share content that is true for you. Never educate your followers on topics you just aren't confident in teaching. And I think you'll know when a piece of content shouldn't be shared, when you get that like icky feeling in the pit of your stomach. And this isn't to be confused with that same feeling as being shy or apprehensive about showing your face on camera. It's not that. It's more, you know, this feeling that gives you an indication that you aren't quite yet prepared to share this with other people. And there's no shame in admitting that. There's no shame in waiting, and there's no shame in not being an expert yet. And the key word here is yet. I think the way to go about this is to instead show people what you're learning. So show people what books you're reading, what topics you're studying, show people what movies you're watching, show people what you're really diving deep into, without feeling the need to teach them. So you want to tell people what you're doing and how you're doing it, but you don't necessarily have to tell them how they should do it. You want to leave that part up to them. And this approach is actually a great way to inspire your audience to develop their own interests. It shows your followers your diverse areas of interest as well. So remember, using pronouns like I instead of you is always a great way to execute this. Like, I am doing this right now. I am reading this book. I am learning this about myself. Instead of saying, you should do this, you should read this because of X, Y, and Z. So it's usually just a simple shift in your language. So this can take place on Instagram stories and Instagram Reel and a TikTok, even in a LinkedIn post. You always want to use the pronouns I. And this is if you are not totally confident in sharing educational value yet. You're just building your personal brand because you have a story you want to share. There's also a common misconception here that says content has to be educational in order for it to be valuable. And this is simply not true, because here's the thing. You are the value. Showing your face on Instagram stories is value. Creating a TikTok about a memorable experience is value. Posting a photo of you and your family is value. Value is what we say it is. And I really believe that when you build your personal brand correctly, it transcends industry, it transcends career, job description. You want to create content that is multidimensional. Show all facets of your life, personal and professional. Because when you do this, you're giving your followers a reason to follow you for more than just what you do, but instead for who you are. And that is something that you can carry through no matter what job you're at, no matter what business you're building, no matter what season of life you're in. I hope that 10 years from now, if I'm not in personal branding and if I'm in a completely different industry, I will still have my audience. I will still have a collective group of people who have been following me since the beginning, who know my story and are with me every step of the way. And I believe that to be true, because I don't just share content about personal branding. I share content about all aspects of my life, what I'm going through, what my insecurities are, what's hard for me, what's easy for me, what I'm excited about, what I'm doing on the weekends, what work life is like. So you want to give people many things to follow you for, not just one. And here's the thing too. You are an expert in your own personal story. People will argue just about anything, but no one can argue with what you've experienced. Be an expert in your own story. And you can do that by sharing what's true for you. Your only job is to build a personal brand that shows people what you feel and why that's important to you. And when you do this, you cannot fail. You know why? Because it's honest. It's real, and real is what attracts others to you like a magnet. And no one really likes to follow anyone who appears perfect all the time. It's aspirational and it's beautiful, sure, but at the end of the day, it's not totally honest. You want to share the journey. People love to see a story unfold. Share the highs and the lows. The hard stuff is what makes you more relatable. It makes people feel less alone. And when you do succeed, here's the catch. When you do succeed, you'll have a whole group of people who have witnessed your journey from start to finish. And they'll have seen you at some of your lowest points and have watched you rise to some of your highest points. And that is much more realistic and rewarding to follow than someone who's just posing or posting as this perfect person who has their shit together all the time. So don't let the fear of being insufficiently together keep you from posting on social media. Your only job here is to share what's true for you, nothing else. Share content you're proud of. And when you are proud of something, this is a really good indication that you're on the right track. Share content that you are proud of, that you like, that you genuinely are proud of. That's the only thing that you can do. And what's interesting is the more you share, the closer to an expert you actually become, because it's the process of sharing your life on social media that's going to attract new opportunities. It's also going to incentivize you to sharpen your skills, and it will also hold you accountable for the things you say you're going to do. It's the best way to develop yourself and to get closer to discovering your purpose. So I hope this helps you. Reminder, you don't have to be an expert to start building your personal brand. You just need to start sharing your story. messy action. That's the way to do it. And through this process of creating content consistently, you will get closer to discovering yourself and actualizing yourself and finding your talents and finding what you're good at, which will make you more of an expert. Good luck.